In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. When the prophet Hosea got married, it blew our minds. Of all the women that the prophet Hosea could have chosen, he chose to marry a prostitute. We grumbled, we complained, we didn't understand what was going on. What was this spectacle? Why was he trying to draw attention to himself by marrying a woman of the night? And we were right. He did it because he was trying to preach to us through this. The prophet Hosea took a prostitute as his wife in order to teach us a lesson. Hosea told us that we, the people of Israel, and really all of humanity, were like a prostitute. We had been promised to our God from the very beginning. We had been married to Him. But we weren't satisfied. We couldn't stand being partnered only to our God. And our eyes started to wander. We started to look around, that maybe there were better lovers out there. Maybe there were others who could take care of us, provide for us, protect us, watch over us better than our Creator, better than God. Babylon was maybe the first of our partners of infidelity. Babylon had grown up in the land where God's garden had originally been. And Babylon grew up, this great civilization, this great city and empire. It grew up with many promises for us. Oh, people, if you come to us in Babylon, we will give you everything you want. We will give you control in life. We'll protect you with our armies. We'll provide for you with food from our great storehouses. We will give you love in our cities and our communities. We will come up with entertainment and things that will make you happy. You will be busy being productive, building great structures for the greatness of humankind. Come to Babylon. The Creator, He can't provide for you and protect you and love you in the way that we can. Come to Babylon. And our forefathers sold themselves to this partner. But our God, our Creator, didn't give up. He called our forefather Abraham out of Babylon and said, "Leave behind this unfaithful partner. Come back to wandering with me." And Abraham was faithful for a while. But then he and his family got seduced by another partner, a very seductive and beautiful partner down to the south, Egypt. Her great pyramids. The beauty of what she had built down there in the south in Africa, and her great storehouses of food. When a famine struck our land, her siren song came calling. Oh, people, come to Egypt. You'll have everything you want. We have food beyond imagination, armies to protect you from the madness of life. You will have luxuries and abundance beyond your greatest imagination. Don't wander with the Creator in the wilderness. Come to Egypt. We will take care of you. We are a better spouse. And our family was hungry, and so they moved. And Egypt was our great next partner of infidelity. But God had raised up Moses and called our people out of that relationship with Egypt. Come back home, God said. Don't trust in Egypt for protection, provision, your wants and desires. Come back to the wilderness. God will give you everything you need. And Moses led us through the waters of the Red Sea as we saw Egypt start to crumble under 10 great plagues. We saw that Egypt's way of life was a lie. It only brought death and destruction, and we barely escaped. And there in the wilderness, God took us back to Himself, faithful bride and faithful groom together again. But it only lasted so long, our eyes started to wander again. And after we left the wilderness, different partners started to call again. And the greatest partner of seduction ended up being ourselves. We instead just wanted to be bachelors, if you will. We wanted to rule our own lives. We wanted to make it on our own. We don't need Babylon. We don't need Assyria. We don't need Egypt. We don't need God. We can make it on our own. We can rule ourselves. Oh, and we tried this for hundreds of years, running our own lives, being bachelors, dabbling with whatever partners we needed at the moment around us. Yeah, a little bit of Babylon, a little bit of Syria, a little bit of Egypt, but really just relying on ourselves. We loved the bachelor life. But it blew up in our faces. And we started to get really sick. We started dying. And everything we had built started collapsing around us. And it was into this great sickness and death and disease that was ravaging us as a people that Hosea stepped in and married Gomer, a prostitute. He said, "Can't you see it? You, O people, are the prostitute, and you have left your God. But your God is so compassionate that He is willing to be with you despite all of your past infidelities if you would just come back home. He's calling you back to a faithful renewal of your wedding vows with your God, with your Creator. You're dying. Can't you see it? The diseases of Egypt and Assyria and Babylon and your own civilization, they're eating you up. You can't live like this much longer. It's tearing you apart. God is calling you, O people. You who have prostituted yourselves, come back. God will take you back again. He's pulled you out of Egypt. He's pulled you out of so many broken, unfaithful relationships where you wandered. He's been there so many times for you. And He's calling you, O people, out of Egypt. Out of Babylon, out of Assyria, out of whatever civilization you live in now that you have built for yourselves, out of America, come back home. If you continue the path Hosea told us, the diseases, the sickness will finally get you. Death will strangle you and destroy you. But if you come back to the Creator, come back to the wilderness of wandering with Him, you will live. Death, Hosea told us, will be defeated. You will be raised, O people, on the third day. You will have life because our God is compassionate, calling you back home. Hosea was right. We were a mess. And God was ever so faithful, so compassionate, wanting to renew our relationship with Him. And that all came to a head through Jesus. As He was the most compassionate one that we ever encountered. The one who dined with the literal prostitutes and the tax collectors that we hated, the enemies of our world. The man who was a friend with Roman military officers who were oppressing us. The man who was a friend with us, even as we wandered from God. The man who said, "Love your enemies. Do not judge unless you want to be judged. Come back home to your God," Jesus called us. There's life with God. It's seductive. Egypt, Babylon, Assyria, Rome, they all think they can give you everything you want, but it's lies. Come back to the Lord. And as Jesus refused to fight, and as He was crucified, the promise of Hosea that death would be defeated and swallowed up came true. On the third day, He was raised, just like Hosea said. A faithful people was born again. A people of one. We had all wandered. We had all gone astray. But Jesus was the faithful people of one. Raised to new life. And as His Spirit was poured out throughout creation, He started creating a bigger community. Not a community just of one, but a community now where the rabble, the broken, the people on the bottom of the world were called back home to faithfulness to God. A new community, a new family built on faithfulness to God. No longer wandering to the seductive siren calls of the world around us, but a people faithful, a worthy people who stuck with God through thick and thin. This was Jesus' call to us. Return. Return to your true groom, O church, O people of all the world. Come back. Your groom is waiting, O bride. You've wandered. You've prostituted yourselves. But today, He calls you home. Be forgiven. Be washed clean. Be set free. Through Jesus, there is new life with God. He's been faithful all along. And He's calling you back home in faith. Be faithful to God. He's the only one who will be there for you. All else will hurt you, destroy you, and cause you great pain. He alone is faithful. Amen.